Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com. Welcome to all our Facebook Live viewers. You can listen to us on KPFK, KPFA, and other Pacifica affiliates, and watch us on Free Speech TV, Monday through Friday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. After silence, that which comes nearest to expressing the inexpressible is music, said Aldous Huxley once. Few are able to put into music the type of soul and meaning that we seek in a world where injustice abounds. My guest has made it his life's mission to speak about societal ills and joys through his music. And on election day in particular, when depression abounds and apathy threatens to drown us, Michael Franti now joins me to remind us that love will find a way. That's the title of his newest song. Michael Franti is a highly acclaimed award-winning musician and filmmaker. His 2009 song, Say Hey, I Love You, reached multi-platinum status and became a commercial radio favorite. But Franti and his band Spearhead are known for their conscious lyrics and affinity for progressive causes. His newest album, Soul Rocker, debuted at number one on the iTunes Alternative Albums chart. I'm so excited to welcome to the program Michael Franti.
Thanks, Sonali. It's very nice to be here today, especially today on Election Day when so much is happening. That is really going to change the course of the world.
Absolutely. And that's one of the biggest reasons why I thought it was important to bring you on. The day before Election Day, I felt I was depressed, constantly checking the news, checking the polls obsessively, particularly for people who want our country to progress, who want our country to be anti-racist, who want to work for justice. It feels like a dark time. Now, you, I understand, posted a message on your Facebook page that got over a million views, maybe nearly 2 million views now. Can you tell us a little bit about what your message is on Election Day today?
Well, my message is that you are not a statistic, you are not a poll sample, you are not a number, you are a human being, and your voice deserves to be heard. And that those of us who believe in equality for all people, justice for all people, prosperity for our communities and our neighborhoods, and in bringing an end to wars around the world and speaking up in support of the planet, we need to be out there voting today. And we need to take that love that we have in our hearts for our communities, for our families, our friends, and take that into the ballot box. And, you know, voting is one thing that we do in a national election. We do it one day every 4 years. But then there's all the days in between that we have to keep that energy. And my message to people right now is that it's important that love is part of the conversation. And there's so much out there that is the opposite of that. There's so much fear mongering, so much directing people to point the finger at others as the roots of our problems in our country and on our planet. And I feel like that's the opposite of love. And so we need to speak to the opposite of that. And today we're speaking to it by voting. And I really believe that we need to send a message to the whole world that that type of politics no longer has a place on our planet, no longer has a place in this country. And if we don't, the opposite effect could happen. It could be that people all over the world say, hey, that worked for Trump. Let's do it in my country. Let's do it in my neighborhood. Let's do it in my school. Let's do it in my community, or even in our homes. And I just believe that that type of bullying and that type of mean-spiritedness, that type of fear, prejudice, sexism is something that is really part of the past.
Now, Michael, you travel around the world playing at concerts, and I'm sure you obviously receive a lot of love outside the country as well as inside. But in your travels this past year, has the conversation around our elections come up? How are people looking at the Trump phenomenon from outside?
Well, at first it was, I would say it's very similar to what's been happening in our country. You know, at first it was kind of like, is that a joke? You know, like, you know, he's a reality TV star. But then as each of the inflammatory things that he was saying helped him raise higher in the polls, people around the world started saying, you know, has America just gone completely crazy? And then they started saying to me, well, maybe that's the way America really is. And so as I was out touring around the world this year. I just flew back from Turkey yesterday. We just finished a 3-week tour of Europe. I was telling people that there is that part of every single person on the planet that is maybe that 10% that's filled with fear, a little bit of prejudice, a little bit of, you know, anger and hate. And if you fan that, it's easy to make people appear as though they're just filled with rage and filled with hatred. And if you fan the opposite, if you fan that part of us that is good, which I believe is the majority part of each of us, we fan that part of it and we stoke that part and we encourage people to be their best, be their brightest, be their most colorful, be their most boisterous. Then we bring up the opposite. And so that's been my message to people. It's like, you know, all of us have a little bit of that in it. And if leaders come along and stoke those flames, that's what you see.
Well, I want to play for our audience an excerpt of your song, Love Will Find a Way, which it helped me last night as I was getting depressed about the world to kind of center myself. And I'm not a sappy person. And I know that you're someone who is very experienced in the ways of the world. You're not naive. And yet at the same time, once one digs past the idea of love being this amorphous and vague thing, I think it does help to remind ourselves what's at stake in terms of our families and our communities and the ties that bind us. Here is Michael Franti's a song off of his latest album, Love Will Find a Way.
Till I'm gone away, this is what I say, this is what I say. Till I'm gone away, this is what I say, this is what I say. Till I'm gone away, this is what I say, this is what I say. Till I'm gone away, this is what I say, this is what I say. This is a song for all kinds of people, all of the cities and all of the streets, yo. The synagogue and the mosque and the steeple, the bad, ugly, the good and the evil. Some shoot bullets and some shoot needles. Some are trying to get by with the legals, getting trapped behind the concrete walls. Some are trying just to get equal. Could you ever give them all today? Could you give a little to help love find a way? And when you're feeling like you can't go on, love will find a way. And through the clouds and smoke and guns and bombs, love will find a way. And when the whole world falls on their knees to pray that love will win today, just keep holding on, holding on, 'cause love will find a way. Till I'm gone away, this is what I say, this is what I say. Till I'm gone away, this is what I say, this is what I say.
You're listening to and watching the video of Michael Franti's latest song, Love Will Find a Way. Michael, the video showcases the incredible diversity of humanity, all having one thing in common. They're carrying a white flag that says the word love on them. Tell me a little bit about this video and what you were trying to get through here.
Well, we shot the video over the last couple months of our tour, and every person that you see in the video are fans that came to our shows. And we just took our iPhone out at the end of the night. Every night we'd invite people to be a part of this. And we made this flag, and it's also got holes in it that symbolize that love has been shot at and beat down and belittled and spat on. And that there are still those of us who believe that if we're somebody who feels like, man, I need love, perhaps that love needs you. Love needs us to lift it up. Love needs us to carry that flag, to pass it on, to be speaking in support of equality and justice and fairness and speaking out in support of the planet. And that kind of caring, I think, is something that is completely devoid in this dialogue of the election. And I think it's really now something that really needs to come back, especially as we heal and try to move on to the next place, that we whoever wins, I mean, it's really a toss-up at the moment, but whoever wins, we need to be able to have people come together to make the decisions and to move towards making our planet, you know, a more equal, just, prosperous place for everybody.
So your new album is called Soul Rocker. What is that? Is there a meaning behind that term?
Yeah. Well, what a soul rocker is to me is a person who lives from their heart and who has compassion for all and who has a tenacious enthusiasm for music and for life and for the planet. And right now, it's kind of a challenging time. It is a very challenging time for people who feel that way. And I wanted to make music that would take a look with eyes wide open about the things that are taking place in the world, the ills and the problems of the world, but also equally look at it with optimism, with joy. How can we reach out to other people? How can we connect in ways that we've never seen or never imagined were possible before? And I really believe that that is the message that people around the world are wanting to resonate. Not so much, you know, build walls to divide us, but let's build bridges to help us cross over and learn to better communicate, learn to de-escalate the hate, de-escalate the violence. And when those things happen, we can build prosperity for more people. We can make economies more sustainable. We can regenerate places of the earth that have been damaged.
And, you know, it seems as though the things that do divide us are often used as a, you know, as a way to scapegoat one another. We see a lot of white racial resentment in this year's election. And some might say that's because there is so much income inequality, that when people are extremely poor and have nothing, they cling to the littlest bit of privilege that they have and then are able to point to the other, that brown-skinned other, that person with a foreign name, who's taking away our jobs, who's the reason that we are suffering. And that, sadly, is something that a lot of people fall prey to far too easily. But isn't the answer to find those things that are common to us and realize that in terms of, you know, being able to put food on our table, needing healthcare, those things are all things that we all need together and that we are in the same boat?
Yeah, I agree completely. And it's been very troubling to see that sort of fear and prejudice being, you know, stoked up in people, because right now is really a time when we need everybody. And, you know, we need the wisdom of indigenous cultures. We need the best that science has to offer. We need the resources and ingenuity and imagination of entrepreneurs and of you know, economists. And we need the cooperation of governments. And we need the common sense and goodwill of everybody on this planet, everyday people. And when we have that, amazing things can take place. And unfortunately, there is that fear and that prejudice that is still there. And so those of us who feel it should be otherwise really need to raise our voices during this time and do it in a way that people can connect with. You know,
that's key. What you just said is really key, because unfortunately, even many of us on the left sometimes tend to be too shrill and tend to alienate people, even if we don't mean to.
Yeah. I remember the first Gulf War that took place, I guess it was 1991 or 92. And there's a group of us activists who went out onto the Bay Bridge and we shut down the Bay Bridge. And it was, you know, news cameras came out and they spoke to us and we expressed our opinion that we should not be going to Iraq to wage war there. And then the second time the operation, or I guess Iraqi Freedom, this most recent war took place, a group of activists went out there and it was just reported on the nightly traffic report. It was just like, you know, activists are on the bridge and they're stopping traffic and it pissed people off, you know. And I'm not trying to say that anybody's right or wrong in what they're doing. All I do suggest to people who have been, and I've been an activist for a long time, is that judge your protest by its progress. And so look at really what we've achieved through doing what we're doing. And if it doesn't work, like maybe in 92, that action worked, but it might not work today. And so we have to find new ways of doing it. We have to find new ways of communicating. And that's why I feel that, you know, caring and love has to have a place in the dialogue. Also humor, music, creativity, culture, arts, things that can bring people together so that we can see that. And so it's not just a thing of, oh, let's go out there and have my own personal battle with the cop who's standing in front of me. Right. And I've done that. I've been in that place.
Now, and, Michael, how do you express in that way that can speak to our commonalities? How do you express that in your music? It's not easy to write conscious music. You know, often conscious music can come off as being preachy, or just, you know, just the art aspect of it is second to the message, and then nobody listens. How have you shaped your art as a means, not just of your personal expression, but your political expression in a way that everyone can hear, or that many more people can hear than if you were just, you know, using slogans?
Well, that's the greatest challenge of any artist, is to be able to communicate complex ideas and make them be simple, understandable, and delicious, frankly, for people to be able to invite into their life. And so when I write a song, I want it to be something that people can sing along to. I want it to be something that musically people can dance to, that touches emotional chords, that then has lyrics that when you go into them and spend more time with the song, you read through the lyrics, you start delivering them, you realize, oh, there's more there to think about. And the other thing is just to try to lead a conversation, lead into a dialogue, and let people come to their own conclusions about things rather than telling people that you have to do it my way. Because so many of the ways that I thought were the absolute perfect right way when I was, you know, a teenager, I see now, you know, there's a lot of different ways to get to the same place. And I think that we really need that, especially when we're looking at things like the world's energy future. Like, how do we transition? You know, I recently put solar on my house you know, I drive an electric vehicle, you know, but how can we make solar a reality for a lot of people and still keep jobs and still keep communities?
I'd like to hear you say that in a song.
Yeah, that's the next record. But those are the kinds of things that we need, and we need that imagination and that creativity and lots of people working together, like I said, from science, from government, from business, everyday people, you know, artists, musicians, people who are able to communicate these things. And when we do that, that's how we solve these problems that we see in the world today. And when we divide and we try to, you know, push each other apart, then we lose out on that that idea of collaboration.
Well, Michael Franti, I'm already feeling a little bit better on this election day talking to you. I want to thank you so much for spreading the love. Where can people find your work, both your music as well as follow you on social media and get your political messages? Give out all of those websites.
Well, Michael Franti and Spearhead is our Facebook page. And I'm very active on Instagram, pretty active on Twitter. And I love to communicate with people. So if you write to me and say, hey, Michael, so-and-so, blah, 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 I read pretty much everything that comes through, and I respond to as many things as possible. And I love hearing from people. And then our shows, we just finished 7.5 months of touring, and I'm just in my house today for the first time in a long time. So it feels really good to be home. And my wife and I made an effort to get back for Election Day. I want to encourage everybody who's out there, if you haven't voted already, please go out and vote. It doesn't just matter for our country, which of course it does, but it matters for the message that we're sending out to the whole world. Do we want the type of fear and prejudice that we've seen in this election to be the norm, or do we want another spirit that comes in to be out there? And we don't always have politicians that we can vote for that meet every check mark on our belief system, but doesn't mean we should stop fighting for the best leaders possible. And right now we have to really think of what's possible, and then take that energy and build it into a movement for the next election and the ones beyond that, maybe meet a few more of our check marks, and the more people that we have voting, the better we are. So get out there and vote.
Michael, thank you so much for all you do and for joining us on this election day.
Thank you, Simone.
Michael Franti is a highly acclaimed, award-winning musician and filmmaker. His newest album, Soul Rocker, debuted at number one on the iTunes Alternative Albums chart. This is Rising Up with Sonali. I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. Thank you to all our Facebook Live viewers. You can share this video after it is over by finding it on our Facebook page at facebook.com/ruwithsonali. And our website is risingupwithsonali.com, where you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes.